As the Roman Catholic Church in America grapples with a shortage of men seeking the priesthood and a rapidly aging clergy, a small number of already married men have received permission from Rome to serve as priests. WHYY's Mary Cummings Jordan headed to Wilmington on a recent Sunday to visit Father Leonard Klein, a former Lutheran pastor.
On a beautiful, chilly spring morning, the ancient language of Rome was being sung at St. Patrick's Church. Several hundred people, many of them women with heads covered in lace, filled the pews for the traditional Latin Mass. Father Leonard Klein is administrator of three congregations, including St. Patrick's, and his path to the priesthood was anything but traditional. He was a Lutheran pastor for 30 years, and he's married, one of perhaps a couple hundred married Roman Catholic priests in America. Father Klein says he was happy as a Lutheran, but always felt an attraction to Catholic theology, and eventually the Church's positions on abortion and what Klein calls the clear sense of authority in its teachings.
Sort of by a slow process of evolution, found myself with, you know, a toe, then a foot, then an ankle in the Tiber, and finally crossed over.
Klein's wife, Krista, felt the same pull, as did two of their adult children. And eventually, the somewhat difficult decision was made to enter the Catholic Church.
The hardest part, I think we would both say, was telling our elderly parents.
To tell your parents in their 80s, when they are beginning to lose all of, you know, lose their mental capacity and their understanding of complex arguments, is very painful.
But the parting from their Lutheran flock was, for the most part, amicable, with a dash of levity.
One woman on the council, whom I'd known in a professional capacity before she had joined the church, said, "I'm happy for you. We knew how much you were suffering."
And Krista says the welcome from the Catholic congregation was overwhelmingly warm. In fact, in an unscientific poll outside St. Patrick's Church, we found a lot of support for the married Father Klein. Anne Marie Dominic is a lifelong parishioner.
I love it. I think all priests should be able to be married if they choose to. You know, this is the 21st century. We're not back in the 16th century anymore.
Christina Holdnack says Father Klein is a wonderful priest, and she's grateful to have him serve. However, in general, she agrees with the tradition that priests are unmarried.
And being a married woman, I see how, you know, there's a lot of responsibility in having a family, having a wife, a spouse, you know, that would take your time and energy that maybe God, you know, wants it this way, so because the priest can dedicate his life to the church.
There are some restrictions to being a married Catholic priest.
When the bishop receives permission to ordain a married man, the letter from Rome says that preferably this priest is not to be in full-time parish ministry so as not to confuse people, and not normally to be appointed a pastor.
And if Krista should pass away first, Leonard cannot remarry.
I take the same vow as all the other priests, which is not to get married.
There are sacrifices to be made. I share them with the bishop. You know?
Yeah, it's probably the bishop more than the congregations.
I don't feel like I'm a second-class citizen. I really feel that our marriage is very much even richer than it ever was, because this is a joyful experience.
So far, very few married clergy apply to become Catholic priests. So it doesn't seem that the Vatican or the American Church are looking to this to solve the priest shortage. The Kleins say there is one thing they miss about their lives in the Lutheran Church.
The music.
I would say, you know, what Krista said, that we do miss some of that rich musical tradition and a tradition of people singing more heartily.
Father Klein says celibate priesthood is not necessary dogmatically. Still, he doesn't see young seminarians being allowed to marry anytime soon, but rather a continued openness by the church to those in his situation and other viri probati, Latin for tested men. Mary Cummings Jordan, WHYY News.